This is KCUR 89.3. Kansas City Chiefs fans know that it's been an amazing season. The team is just one game away from a possible Super Bowl appearance. But there's just one thing getting in the Chiefs' way, and that's the most consistent NFL team in a generation. KCUR's Erica Hunzinger previews Sunday's matchup.
The Chiefs broke their home turf curse last weekend, and Ken Stwally watched at a Waldo bar.
I'm a happy man. Even if it's not this year, it's built to go for a bit. But if it could be this year, I would love to see it this year.
Kansas City is one measly win away from its first Super Bowl appearance since 1970. That's 49 years of waiting for older fans like Stwally, and predates a whole swath of younger fans who've watched the Chiefs make it to the playoffs and fall short several times. It should be easy, right? Quarterback Patrick Mahomes is clearly elite, breaking several of the team's records and leading the NFL in his first starting season with the most passing touchdowns, 50. He's been an MVP, both with his play and his sparkling personality.
For me, it's all about just going out there and playing the game I love. But at the same time, you see the things, you see everybody supporting you and stuff like that. And I'm going to go out there and try to make everybody proud that's believed in me from the beginning and until now.
Mahomes is backed by an outstanding offense, especially tight end Travis Kelce and speedy wide receiver Tyreek Hill. Even the at-times shaky defense has been looking good. But not so fast, you optimists. This is the New England Patriots. They're the league juggernaut, a team that's been to the AFC title game 8 years in a row, a team with 5 Super Bowl rings since 2001, 10 Super Bowl appearances since 1985. This team has a wizard of consistency in 41-year-old quarterback Tom Brady. That might not be how Kansas City coach Andy Reid sees New England's Bill Belichick, though.
Yeah, well, he's a friend, plus he's a phenomenal football coach.
But for a lot of fans, like Ken Stwally, the Patriots are pretty much the New York Yankees of the NFL.
You know, you think about, you know, when, you know, the Royals had to get past the Yankees to get that series, getting past the Patriots would be quite a way to pass the baton, wouldn't it? You know?
It'd be a smooth handoff between quarterbacks who have weird food tastes, ketchup for Mahomes and no olive oil for Brady. It also fall in line with Mahomes' brilliance. Brady was the youngest quarterback ever to win a Super Bowl at the age of 24. Mahomes is 23. And there's never been an AFC championship game in Kansas City. Just thinking about it is special for Chiefs defensive tackle and Grandview native Xavier Williams.
I can't wait for it to come around. You can feel like the energy through the city and everything, just everybody is behind us, and it's amazing.
Pete Sweeney is the editor-in-chief of SB Nation website Arrowhead Pride. He says this team is primed for success.
The Chiefs are good enough to get there and win, and so it is a slow, I think, realization for Chiefs fans to actually believe that in your body just because you've been so conditioned to failure.
Even the Patriots' Tom Brady, the paragon of on-field patience, says nothing is a given.
It's a tough game. It's a tough challenge. It's tough to beat the number one seed on the road. I mean, that's the reality. It's just like we're tough to beat at home when we're the number one seed. It takes a lot.
And for those of you who are, let's say, still a little nervous, Sweeney says that while the Patriots aren't the usual robotic win collectors that they've been in the past few seasons,
Patriots have won 6 titles among this regime, so it'll be definitely a task. I consider this game a true coin flip.
All will be revealed Sunday evening at Arrowhead Stadium, when the Chiefs and their fans will find out the very cold, possibly hard, truth. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Erica Hunzinger.